Welcome to the Victory of the Lamb podcast. We are a simple, straightforward Bible teaching church in Katy, Texas. If you are in the area, we'd love for you to stop by anytime. Otherwise, we hope you use this podcast to grow in your faith and be confident in sharing it with many. You can find us online at votl.org. We hope you enjoy this message, and God bless your week.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, I did a quick Google search to find out what the top motivational quotes are today. Now, when I did that search, I did not realize the number of results I would get. Within seconds, there were thousands of motivational quotes on my screen. As I started to read through them, I realized these are all pretty different, but they did have one thing in common. See if you notice the commonality between these quotes as I read a few of them for you. The person who has confidence in themselves gains the confidence of others. Don't limit yourself. What you believe, you can achieve. Discover the champion in you. I can and I will. Watch me. I can't adjust the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. As I read those quotes for you just now, did you notice what they all had in common? Who's all the focus on? Confidence in themselves, you can achieve, champion in you, I can and I will, I can always reach my destination. All the focus is on the individual. The focus for today's motivational quotes are all focused on you and what you can do in this earthly life. It's all about how can I live the best so I can have the best in this earthly life. Today's motivation is all geared for living for this life only. Now, as we look at our verses from Isaiah today, Isaiah is going to tell us something totally different. He's not going to tell us to live for this life only. Instead, Isaiah is going to encourage us to seek the Lord, to trust the Lord, and then tell others of the Lord while all keeping in mind the eternal goal of heaven first and foremost in our minds, knowing that is what we are living for. Now, before we look at our verses from Isaiah 55 today, I'm going to give you a little background on Isaiah and the time in which he prophesied. Isaiah was a prophet who prophesied to God's people during some very difficult times in their history. They were wicked, they were rebellious, and they worshiped idols. So to warn God's people of the punishment their wickedness, their sins were going to bring upon themselves, Isaiah preached a bold, law-heavy 35 straight chapters. In these chapters, he warned them of the punishment that their wickedness was going to bring upon themselves. But the people of Judah did not listen. Instead, they continued to live in sin and worship idols. So, just like Isaiah prophesied, the southern kingdom of Judah received punishment for their sins. Now, as Isaiah goes on, after those 35 chapters of law, he preaches a little bit of a different message. He changes his tone. He now proclaims to the people that even though they will be punished for their wickedness, those who seek the Lord and turn to him in repentance will receive mercy and free forgiveness from God. And that's the same message we get to look at today. In Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 6. You're welcome to open up your Bibles if you'd like at home and follow along. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Isaiah told the Lord's people to turn to the Lord, to seek him because he is near. Isaiah tells them the Lord is right there. He is ready and anxious to give you that mercy and forgiveness that you seek and that you need. Isaiah points out to them that no matter the depth of your sin, the Lord wants you to turn to him and repent of that sin, and he will have mercy and forgive. Isaiah goes on in verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In these verses right here, the Lord points out to his people that their ways and thoughts are not like his ways or thoughts. Their ways would never have placed themselves in captivity, facing hardships and away from home. Their thoughts could never have imagined the struggles they would face in captivity. But the Lord reminded them that though they're facing all these difficult situations in captivity, they are to seek him and they are to trust him, because his ways and thoughts are better than their own. His plans are far better than theirs. You and I are to also seek the Lord and trust him when things don't go our way or how we thought they would, just like the people of Judah. Have you ever had your plans change? Have you ever had something not go your way or how you thought it would? I'm fairly certain all of you have, especially recently. Were you planning a big family trip this past summer? But for one reason or another, that family trip was canceled or changed, and you had to come up with plan B. But then plan B fell through, and you had to come up with plan C, or plan D, or plan E, or plan whatever. Plans change. Things don't always go your way, or how you thought they would. Perhaps you're like me, and it wasn't just that family trip that was canceled or changed, but many things were canceled or changed this last year. I know I planned on teaming up with many of you to visit the unchurched in our area and share Jesus with them. I planned on having a wonderful Easter celebration service in person where we got to celebrate our Savior's victory. That is our victory. I planned on taking many of you teens to the Wells Youth Rally in Tennessee and others of you to Camp Shiloh, where we would have dug into God's Word with fellow teens from around the U.S. and around the world. But as you know, plans change. Things did not go my way, or how I thought they would. As you and I know all too well, plans change. Things don't go our way. Things don't go how we thought they would. But the big question becomes, when that happens, what do you do? How do you respond? Do you shake your fist at God and say, you know what, God, I had all this planned out perfectly, and it was going to be awesome, But you changed all that. And now I have to figure something else out. When you say something like that, where is your focus? Like the motivational quotes, your focus is all on yourself and what you can do in this difficult time to fix your situation. Instead of seeking the Lord, what do you wrongfully turn to that isn't the Lord during that difficult situation? Do you look for that perfect motivational quote that says something like, you can achieve anything you want if you put your mind to it? What do you wrongfully seek out that isn't the Lord when things don't go your way or how you thought they would? More than you and I care to admit, when things don't go our way or how we thought they would, the last thing we seek is the Lord. And when we don't seek the Lord, we miss out on the one thing, the one person who can actually help, the Lord. And when we don't go to the Lord, we miss out on His mercy and forgiveness. And missing out on that, all that's left for you and me is eternal punishment in hell, separated from God forever. When you look at what you've done, when you honestly look at what you've done, and how you look to yourself or motivational quotes and get mad at God when things don't go your way or how you thought, I know you'd agree with me and acknowledge you and I deserve that eternal death in hell, separated from God forever. But thankfully, the Lord's ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts, are they? The Lord's ways and thoughts are far better than our own. His ways and thoughts wanted to save you and me, not condemn us. And that is exactly what happened. God sent His one and only Son, Jesus, into this world to live a perfect life that was all focused, all geared on saving you and me. Then He willingly gave up that perfect life when He suffered the agony of hell on the cross in your place and in my place. And His love didn't stop there. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead and proclaimed to you and to me and to all those who seek Him in repentance. And He said, you now have mercy and free forgiveness because of everything that I've done for you. Knowing that Jesus has already and completely saved you from all of your sins, knowing His ways and thoughts are better than your ways or thoughts, seek Him and trust Him. When you look to the future, don't worry about what can or might happen. Instead, make a plan according to what you know, and then let God be God. Pray, Thy will be done, knowing everything's in God's hands, and He has a perfect plan to further His kingdom. When things don't go your way or how you thought they would, pray to God and say, Lord, I trust You. I know things didn't go my way. I know plan B or plan C or plan D didn't go how I thought they would. But Your ways and thoughts are better than my ways and thoughts. Therefore, I'm going to continually seek You and trust in You above all things. After you seek the Lord and trust Him, now tell others of Him. Verses 10 and 11. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is My word that goes out from My mouth. It will not return to Me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Tell others of the Lord. Simply share the gospel truth with them so they might also seek the Lord, trust the Lord, and then tell others of the Lord. There's no pressure on you when you share the gospel with somebody. God promised He's going to work through the Word. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to add to the Word or take away from it or make it look more attractive. Instead, simply share the Word. And trust the God who is near to you and who promised you that He's going to work through the Word, and it's not going to be for nothing. So with no pressure, no pressure whatsoever on your shoulders, tell others about Jesus. Share the wonderful, simple gospel truth that all sins are already forgiven because of Jesus. And you know what? You have a wonderful opportunity to do just that as you look to the future and trust the God who is near to you. Tell others of the Lord. There are people all around you who need to hear the message about mercy and forgiveness. And I know you want to tell them because you've personally told me, "Vicar, I want to tell somebody about Jesus. How do I do that?" You want to tell people about Jesus because you know they've probably never heard the message of mercy and forgiveness. Instead, you know they've heard things like, "Every good thing you do is another step toward heaven. But every bad thing you do, you fall all the way back down to the bottom and have to start over again." You know they've heard things like, "Well, for every bad thing you do, you have to balance it out with good things, and you have to balance all your bad and good things out in order to reach perfect zero, in order for God to allow you into heaven." You know they've heard things like, "Well, you have to be better than this kind of person and this kind of person and that kind of person." It's the big person, little person comparison. You know they've heard things like, "Well, you don't have to do anything or actually believe anything, or you can do whatever you want because God allows anyone into heaven." People all around you have heard so many different ways about how to get to heaven. But like the motivational quotes, where's all the focus? All the focus on how to get to heaven is on the individual and what they can do here in this life in order to get into heaven. All the pressure's on them. And they constantly wonder if they've done enough. But you know the plain, simple gospel truth about how to get to heaven. You know that it is simply by faith in Jesus as your Savior, and that heaven is your home. You know that message, and you want to tell others that message. And so to help you, I'm going to teach you how to draw one simple picture about how to share that wonderful gospel truth with others. Now, in my first week here as a vicar back in August of 2019, I saw Pastor Beege draw this picture for somebody we were sharing Jesus with. And as we shared Jesus with this young person, the conversation went well, and we walked away from the door trusting the Lord, knowing the Word does work in His time. All right, get out your mental drawing pads, or if you'd like, grab a piece of paper and draw this picture. On the top of your paper, I want you to title this picture, "Seven Sticks in a Circle." And I'll explain that for you in a moment. On the left side of your page, I want you to draw that one circle. Now connect to that one circle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sticks. Should look like a stick man, hopefully. And then on the right side of your paper, I want you to draw your 6th and 7th stick. It should look like a cross. There are your seven sticks in a circle. Now, underneath the stick man, I want you to write your name. So I would write Eric, and you would write your name. And then underneath the cross, I want you to write Jesus. So you have the stick man, you, and the cross, Jesus. Now, on the top of the stick man, I want you to draw an arrow going from the stick man all the way to the cross. And on that arrow, I want you to write the words, "All my sins." Now, on the bottom of the cross, draw a picture or draw an arrow going from the cross back to the stick man. And I want you to write, "Jesus' mercy and free forgiveness." That picture you have in front of you is a wonderful way to show others and remind yourself that all of your sins are on Jesus, and His wonderful and free forgiveness is yours. It's a picture that shows you all the pressure's off. There's nothing you have to do to be saved other than simply believe in Jesus as your Savior. You know the wonderful gospel truth that all sins are already and completely forgiven because of what Jesus has done for you. So simply share the gospel message. Simply tell others about the Lord and trust that the word will work, because the Lord promised it wouldn't be for nothing. Tell others that Jesus has already done everything for them. That's all the motivation you need to live your life focused on your eternal goal of heaven. Seek the Lord. Trust the Lord. And tell others of the Lord. Amen.
Time is precious. Thank you so much for investing some of your time with us today. Could I ask you for one more favor? If you're enjoying this podcast, please don't forget to click subscribe and give us a rating. Just a few seconds of your time will help other people hear the simple, straightforward Bible message we offer. Thank you so much. God bless your day in Christ.